Many Duval County jail inmates live with mental illness, but the county struggles to provide enough mental health services. That's why local officials are hoping the state legislature can help. As WJCT's Jessica Palumbo reports, a Jacksonville lawmaker is proposing one solution: keep more criminals with mental illness from getting locked up in the first place.
Psychiatric nurse Lynette Kennison remembers a particularly challenging day at the Duval County Pretrial Detention Center. That's the big jail in downtown Jacksonville.
I was given a call, said, you know, you need to go to this cell and take a look. This patient is out of control.
Kennison worked weekends at the jail until a year ago. She says when she'd get an emergency call like this one, she'd have to first look up the inmates' records.
Which takes a little bit of time because they actually downgraded their electronic medical records to a less efficient service that was less costly.
Records located, she made her way through several security checkpoints to the cell.
By the time I got there and I said, I'm the provider, I need to assess this patient, and they said, you know, it's too late.
Kennison says the inmate had a psychotic episode and got into a fight with the corrections officer.
And 911 had to be called. And that did not have to happen, but it did happen because there was such a shortage of personnel.
At any moment, between 3,000 and 4,000 people are incarcerated in Duval County Jail. The Corrections Department director estimates at least 10%, or about 350 of them, live with severe mental illness and are regularly medicated. And overseeing all of their treatment is a small team led by one psychiatrist who works part-time.
We lost our full-time psychiatrist, just went on, you know, to another opportunity.
Tara Wilds is the Duval County Department of Corrections director. She says there's a lot of turnover on the psych team.
Well, we are on continual recruitment mode, that's for sure. If you'll look at the city job page, we're continuously recruiting for individuals in this field.
Wild says staffing issues have resulted in the loss of group therapy for inmates, and many are being released with no prescriptions and no referrals to community mental health providers. Several end up in homeless shelters or back in jail.
Now our jails and prisons have become the main place or repository of persons with mental illness. This doesn't make any sense.
Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. His bill, now heading to the House floor, is one of the proposed solutions before lawmakers this year.
There's no silver bullet, but I think that many of us in the legislature recognize this mental health issues have become a major problem.
The bill would create a framework for mental health courts statewide and give county judges more power to recommend conditional release instead of jail. It also creates a 3-county pilot diversion program to give those unfit to stand trial a community-based treatment option instead of sending them to state mental hospitals. The Senate version of McBurney's bill has two more committee stops. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.